each other. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. On Sunday, we've been talking about the messages for the Tent Ministry. And today, it's the third key. It's the third key. There are the things that we must really do. What are they? That is to make the three courtyards. Make the three courtyards. And you all must also receive the three answers. And today's Bible verse was from the Jeremiah 33:1-3. Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard of the guard. The word of the Lord came to him a second time. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. First and most, you must know that the being saved is the greatest things. Because people on the earth, 100% of them should really meet God. Why? Because we were created in the image of God. Animals don't really have to meet God. Why? Because the animals are not created in the image of God. Only humans were created in the image of God. The image of God, when we talk about the image, we have the flesh body, but also we are also the spiritual beings. We have the physical body, but within that we have the spirit soul in it. So when we say the death or die, death means that all the spirit and the body, physical body, are actually separated. Right now, you can talk. I can talk because within my physical body, I have this soul. So today, you and I have this spirit. We have the mentality. We have the mind. We have the thoughts. This is what we have as a spiritual beings. But if once we die, all of things will not be guided by God. These things will be guided by Satan. That's why the people have no choice but to have the evil thoughts. That is Genesis 3:6-11. So this is what we were born with. That's why, even though we haven't been taught about God, but we don't know God, when we will be really focusing on money, and we'll be focusing on the success. The success is about earning money, and so it's all about yourself. It's all about the materials. It's all about success. The image of God, we forgot about this, having the image of God. That instead, you'll be focusing on these three things. As a result, you're away, you're separated from God. Why is that? Because you don't know God. That is what we call the original sin. And completely, your background has been really captured. Is it the heaven or hell? You cannot even tell. And because of that, you have some illness in the mentality, in the mind, all these thoughts. And then all these 367 problems will just really come to you. That's why from the beginning, God opened the way to meet God. Only Jesus Christ is the way to meet God. He is the way to be forgiven and to be victorious from the hand of God, the hand of Satan. So it's the way. Jesus Christ is the way to meet God. So only through the Jesus Christ we can really restore the image of God. And on this earth, you will have the status as a child of God. You will take the authority. Why do you need the status? The spiritual beings, the Satan, you can already overcome that. Within yourself, there is a God Spirit, Holy Spirit. Christ is in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that's how you're going to live. Who am I? You should really have the spiritual identity. It's not really about your problems. It's not really about your work. All these problems that is surrounding you. Our real problem is not to know God, and then we must really have this spiritual identity. Call to me, and I will answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the one who really crushed the head of Satan, and it's the name. His name is the one to really be the source of all the blessings. That's why God told us to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's how we're going to live our lives in all this physical world, visible world. Invisible world, you'll be deceived. What you think will be really determined and will be really deceived. Things that you decided in your mind also will be deceived. So that's why you have received a name. To break the crush the head of Satan, and that's why the armies of angels will be really sent. We do have the spiritual backgrounds, and that is the God's kingdom. Why? Because you have to really proclaim this fact to those who really don't know about this yet. We started off from the meaning of the acceptance, and I really told you to like how important this meaning of the acceptance. So you enjoy that acceptance. The more you enjoy that, then your problems will be really solved. What's your problem? Physically, you have the problems that you'll be worried about it, that you can really see the problems, but the solving that is not the first thing to do. You really have to solve this spiritual problem. Your spiritual problems, you cannot really see. Then through your problems, then you can really see these spiritual problems. From the beginning, the Genesis 3:15, the offspring of woman really came to break to crush the head of Satan. 1 John 3:8, he says that the reason why the Son of God really came to this earth is to crush the head of Satan. So that's why our problem will be really solved. Our problems, that is the spiritual problems. If you solve the spiritual problems and your problems and the mental problem will be really solved. Why you had no choice but to really have this kind of problems? First and most, you have to really solve the spiritual problems. As soon as you believe in Christ, then all the time you should remain in the Christ, and then every day your problems should be really healed. the mission. First and most, this year it's about the prime and the team ministry. I'd like to use the three difficult words, team ministry. First, we have to form the team ministry. The people who really have the answer of the Christ really made that team. That is the first team ministry. The second one would be 17, 3 to 5. Those who really have that answer were really formed. So from that moment on, they really went into the field and they really had the team ministry evangelism. Those who really haven't heard the messages on Friday, please read it and listen to that. Was there some details? So the second one is that the field team ministry. It's not really like you just gotta really believe in the Christ and you go to church. It's not that simple. If you really accepted Christ and you're saved, and then through you, you really have to be able to revive one family line. You are saved, and you're living in this area. That's how much you should really become the disciple. You should become the worker to really revive the regions. So it's a little difficult. So I will continuously proclaim these messages. We should really answer the three things. First, the three courtyards means three courtyards. It should become the three prayer. Three prayers and three Bible verses. That's what you're gonna grab hold onto. I will simply explain this. First courtyard is called the courtyard for the Gentiles. Gentiles means the non-believers. You look at the completely non-believers and then you call them the Gentiles. You should really become someone who can really revive these Gentiles. Gentiles are in 237 nations. And you should really receive the answer of 237 nations. Acts 12:3. To Abraham, the message was given to Abraham so that he can really revive the 237 nations. Those who bless you, I will bless, and those who curses you, I will curse. And because of you, all the people on this earth, because of you, all the tribes will be blessed. What kind of blessing is that? The blessing of the salvation. Because of you, they will receive this blessing of the salvation. Why should we really revive the Gentiles? To those non-believers, our mission is to revive those people. Because all the non-believers are separated from God. And so they came out from the womb of the mother. So as soon as they really were born like that, and then do they really have the original sin? They don't even know that part. All the people are really committed sin already, and we are all short to receive the glory of God. But people really are not even sure if there is the God, there is a sin. Because when we really talk about the sin, then it's going to be more like the ethical things, like gambling, killing, stealing. But in the Bible, those things are, of course, sinful, but it's kind of rightful to come. But the Bible talks about the fundamental sin, because you were born in the family line of Adam. And all the people coming from the Adam's family line wouldn't really know the God, Creator God, but still they will be born to this earth. And that's how they're going to take all this original sin, and all this destiny is really capture them. Why are they all were born with the sin, with the fate? Then the Satan is the one who is really capturing and controlling this fate. Then John 8:44 says, "You are coming out from this evil." No, I serve God, and then how come I can be the servant of Satan? But the Creator God, from the beginning, God really told us that you are born as the Satan's, within Satan's hand, and you're in the fate. So if things are not really going well, they will go to the fortune telling. They will go to the shamans. Then they will be just try to look for the fortune. If there's something that is not really taking place in your family, they will really have the charms. They will really put all this paper. Why? Because they are captured by that destiny. So God wanted to save the non-believers like that. That's why we really have to make the courtyard for the Gentiles to really revive all these non-believers, because there is the way of Christ to be away from this sin. Then we have to really have the church. We have to really have the church to really revive these Gentiles. In Japan, there are lots of multi-ethnics from like about 150 nations. So all these multi-ethnics, they really bow down to their own god and goddess. In other words, they have their own religions. But religions are really made by the people. Why? Because they are still having a hard time. They are having the pains. And all these gods that we have should really help us to go through. In the river Amazon, all these native people, these kind of people also have their own religions. And they are bowing down before that, to generations. All the multi-ethnics, they do have their own religions. However, it shouldn't be something that is just created by human, because we can't really get rid of all these pains and suffering that we have in our spirit and souls. That's why to really revive all these people in the world and the multi-ethnics, we must really have the courtyard for the Gentiles. So if you can really revive this one person from the multi-ethnics, and then that means we are actually saving this one nation through this disciple. One nation really came, and then for 35 years later, I met you. Then we have the multi-ethnics. To Japan, there are the multi-ethnics coming from the 150 different nations. How exactly can we really, so you must understand that if you can really revive this one person, then you're actually reviving this entire nation. And also TCKs. TCK who has the two multi cultures in the background. That's what we call the TCK. But among TCKs, there are the dying souls, desperate souls. The mission for the courtyard of the Gentiles to really revive these Gentiles, non-believers, and the multi-ethnics. Then the next one is the prayer. The courtyard for the courtyard for the prayer. I was watching this TV. So kids. And there are lots of kids who are really suppressed by the spiritually. This survey was really about the elementary school, but 25,000 elementary schoolers said they want to really have this community suicide. The background of that is that they may get bullied. They can't really. In our generation, it was almost impossible to imagine that all the small kids will be really having the willingness to commit suicide. But in this age, this generation, even elementary schoolers really want to have the commit suicide. So it doesn't really matter how old they are, even if they are small and young, they are still mentally oppressed. They have all the scars. So that's why they can't really have all this study part and school. Those things are really corrupted. That's what should we do? We should really have the courtyard. We're gonna create the courtyard for these people, and then you have to really see all these people in the field, because if you're really gonna see their lifestyle and everything, it's all corrupted. So you really need to have this sincere talk before God. You really need to have the sincere talk, because these problems are really coming out. So what should we do as a church? We should make sure that we have the courtyard for the healing. That is the mission for this church. So God really calls you. And then the last courtyard is for the summit for children. Genesis 41:38 says that Joseph actually went to Egypt as a slave, but later on he was in the prison, but later on he became the prime minister, governor. Then Joseph But God, Joseph really had the secret that the God is with him. But he was at the summit all the time. That's why there are countless slaves in the Potiphar's house. But because of Joseph, then everything was really blessed. He was accused for the false things, and then he was put in the prison. But that Joseph really gave the answer for the life. So they can't really solve all these problems, but all these shamans and all these people really came to really interpret the dreams that the Pharaoh had. Then these officers actually remembered about Joseph. Then he even told to Pharaoh, when I was in the prison, there was a guy who really could interpret my dream so well. And that's how the Joseph came out from the prison and then could really preach. From now on, we will have the famine. So before that, you really have to prepare for that. So we're going to make all the storage place. Then we have to really store all these grains for the famine. So remnants should really prepare your own specialty. You'll be specialized yourself, you'll be globalized, and with your all these things. But just like how God was with Joseph, you should really make sure that God is with us. So that's how we can make the summit in the courtyard. So the courtyard for the Gentiles to revive the non-believers, we should really have the courtyard of the healing. The remnants should really have the specialty, globalization. And you're the one, all these summits will be really revived, and then the summits can really declare that God is alive. Three prayers. When you pray, you grab hold on to these three choirs, then if you really continuously pray for that, what's going to happen? When you really pray, then the Holy Communion, Holy Trinity God, Triune God, will be working upon us. So you should really pray so that God will be really working upon you. So really, truly in the Christ, within this great ability, that God's Christ, the Holy Spirit, this Triune God, you should really pray so that all this Triune God will be really keep working upon you. If you really ask something in the name of Jesus Christ, then we will do it. I will do it. You should really pray so that all the Holy Triune God will be really working upon you. That's what you really have to pray. All these physical things, visible things, there are tons of things that you will be worrying about. But this Triune God will be working upon you internally. Then that Jesus Christ, who really solved all the problems, will be really working upon us. Then we can really declare. Then we should really have a continuation of this prayer. Then indeed, sooner or later, all the God's kingdom will be established. And the blessing of the throne will be given. Just like Joseph, please let me become the spiritual summit. And the skill summit, cultural summit, to revive the culture. This is what you're going to be, then you have to really pray for that. upon me, the God's, the blessing of the throne will be really given. Then your field, your skill will be used, and then your field will be revived. That's the cultural summit. Your past, present, and future, three ages. How are you going to revive that? And God, please give me that feeling of the Holy Spirit. My disability, all the stones that you may really fall apart. All these things will be my springboard. It will be the stepstones. I have the problem. What should I do? It's not like that. It should be your platform. It should be your springboard. How can I really fix that person? No, but you should really get close to the stepstones. Your spiritual state. So people really don't change themselves, but they still want to change the situation. Then you really look at the problems, and then you'll be worrying about when exactly this will be solved. All these problems are really revealed now. But you should really know that what was the reason to really have the problems appeared. So the problem is that we didn't really know the cause. We didn't know the fundamental part. Before you change the situation, before you do anything, then you have to look at the fundamentals. But fundamental problems is really obvious. That you lost hold of the covenant, you lost hold of the God's word. It's all about the fundamental problems. Then with that answer, you're going to change your own thought. If you don't have the answer, you cannot change your thought. If you don't have the God's word, it's impossible for you to change the thought. All the time, you have your own thoughts, and then you cannot really solve it. You have to change your thought. How? Through the God's word. If you change that thought and then if you don't really change that your thought, then just like the non-believers, when exactly I can really start having the good. Can really earn money? How can I really do this, start doing this? All these things are really answered in the Bible, how simple that is. You should just you really be able to understand it. You don't understand, then you're really deceived. That's why we have to pray from today. Don't worry about anything. Don't think about anything, but this holy triune God is really in me, and then please walk upon me. So please let me become the spiritual summit. Whatever I do, whatever I use upon the study, upon all this, please let me become the spiritual summit, skill summit, let's really be able to declare the God's name. The cultural summit is the one who can change the flow. Even though everything is so corrupted, and then all this flow of the corruption will be really twisted, the remnants are bullied. Instead of having all these thoughts of committing suicide, to these kids, upon this, all these things, I will break down all the forces of darkness, break down all the darkness of Satan. And then those kids can really even change and revive the school. They go to the shrine, and then they will just throw all these small coins, and they will just clap their hands, and then they're just going to have some wish. Then they'll just come back. You're just kind of cautious about all these worries. The answer wouldn't be, and the prayer wouldn't be answered just because of your action. You have to have the assurance and change. You have to believe that God will work upon you. Then God's word said this, so I'll grab hold of this covenant and let's change my thought. You have to remember this. Only when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Only by the Holy Spirit. Later, it will be the witness. Only. You don't need anything. But you need this uniqueness. Only through the Holy Spirit, it means that triangle will be working upon you. The witness means that you'll be the witness of the past, present, and future. If you really grab hold on to the covenant, and if you really realize about the scars, and you will be the evidence to really share as the witness. Before I really know the gospel, it's your fault. I never thought about that. Because you are like that, I used to blame others. But if you do that, then you're actually harming others around you. But if you keep doing it, then you cannot really communicate with them. Even though you're wishing for the happiness, and then you are really actually blocking your heart. So how could you be? So just maybe because that you don't really have all these things, and it's really natural, rightful for us to really have. Instead of saying, "Oh, yeah, I was wrong, and I'm so sorry," then the person that who will be talking to you will be just open up their mind, and then because you really blame on that person, then there is the wall. If you really realize the gospel. It's not really for your is their fault or not. It's not my fault. It's always the darkness deceiving us upon this family, upon all this spouse. Why? Because all of us are in this family line to really have the 237 nations, 5,000 tribes. Evangelization, but through all these problems, Satan is really deceiving us. Once you realize that, That's when you can really start receiving the answer. All these problems is really the blessings and the great. So that's why you really have to have only the Holy Spirit. Matthew 12:28-29. If you don't really crush the strongest one, then how could you really revive all this? In order for us to really tie up all this on the strongest, we must really restore the five strength. With the five strength, then we can really break down the forces of darkness. Spiritual power, intellectual power, physical power, financial power, and the human power. With that power, you can really break down the forces of darkness. And then you can even have the spiritual battle. So the CVDIP given by God, CVDIP, that is the covenant God gave me. So you should really grab hold of this covenant, and then you gotta crush this darkness. Romans 16:25-27. My gospel. It says, my gospel. It says it kept in with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past. So before the long past, now it was actually the predestined. And because of the power of the gospel, then all these things were really revealed. You have to experience that. So once you're really saved, and it's eternal. So for the team ministry, this is what you really have to do. And three Bible verses. So even though you might have the things that you worry, still you don't have to worry about it. So you have to really restore. Then you can change your spiritual state. Thank you, God. The things that we really have to do is to really make the three choirs, and then in order for us to do that, we should really receive the three prayer answers for the prayers, and then please lead us and give us the grace throughout this week. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen.